Praise the Lord and welcome to another roundtable. We're glad to have Pastor Ralston with us again. How are you today, Pastor Ralston?
Quite well, thank you.
And Dr. Evans, Chancellor of King's College. Dr. Evans, how are you today?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I'm glad to have everybody here today. We've just had an awesome time in the Lord. We've had some awesome messages on the end times in the last days. We're about to speak of something else that's end times. This is what I call the Obama Roundtable. Are we picking on him? In a way, I guess we are, but no, we're actually trying to show you what's going on and what's happening and get to the bottom of some of these things and the truths of what is going on. So who is truly Barack Obama? If we really knew the answer to that question, the whole outlook on today's events would change. I have no way of verifying the authenticity of the information I'm about to use, but to my knowledge, the information is correct and it is true. Obama was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, to Barack Hussein Obama Sr. Obama Sr. was a black Muslim from Kenya, and his wife was a white atheist from Wichita, Kansas. Now, that is some kind of combination of heritage. What do you think, Brother Evans?
Well, there is a truth that most people don't know, but if they study their Bible, they can see. If two people are Christians and they get married, there's a different spirit within them which goes into their children, and their children have a different spirit. Now, if one is saved and one is not saved, there's a different spirit. Now, if one's a Muslim and the other's not saved, that's definitely a very, very different spirit.
Amen. I can say that. It's very difficult to answer that one, I know. And I want to tell you that today, they haven't had a chance to even know what I was going to ask them. We're getting into an area here where I think it's very important that we understand, because this is affecting today's world in a way that many of you do not understand. So reportedly, the Obamas divorced when Barack Jr. was 2 years old. Obama Sr. returned to Kenya, and his wife then married a radical Muslim from Indonesia. Are there any comments on what you might think this radical Muslim could mean to the world today through Obama? Pastor Ralston.
A radical Muslim, one word that comes to my mind is the word terrorism. And we must not soon forget that we've had terrorism in our country, but it's been well documented and well known that radical Muslims are involved with terrorists throughout the whole world. And one of their common practices we see is taking over nations, taking political positions, if you so will, and to try to bring forth their religion upon the people. And it's not one where you can choose. Many times it's one of force. And we're seeing it all around the world where people's lives are losing limbs, wives are losing their husbands, all because the idea of force and all this kind of thing. Now, if he has roots in this, to me, the future looks kind of bleak for America if we were to vote him in. We do not always know all that which is behind the scenes and all that he's involved with.
Amen. And please understand that we're speaking about end times here. We're speaking about how this affects end times. We're not looking to endorse any presidential candidate whatsoever. Matter of fact, there isn't any to endorse, so we can't make that mistake. Dr. Evans, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Well, I agree with you there. When we think of extreme radical Muslims, instantly we think of 9-1-1. Isn't it amazing how quick Americans forget 9-1-1? And they don't check things out to see exactly where we are, because this is not good. Even in Syracuse, they had a man there that supposedly was doing good, and when they found out what he was doing, he was funding the war over there against us, because his religion said he had to do that. So we have to be very careful, very careful. We need to find out what's going on.
Isn't it excellent, my brethren, that our religion tells us the only one we support is Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Both your comments were very interesting to me, and not having time to prepare for this, I think you're both doing very well. But this is also interesting in continuing on with Obama's history. When Obama was 6 years old, his mother and radical Muslim stepdad relocated to Indonesia. And Obama attended a Muslim school in Jakarta, but he also spent 2 years in a Catholic school. Any comments, Dr. Evans?
Yes, I've done some studying on that because we've seen a lot of things on the Internet, and half the time they said it wasn't true or whatever it was. But the truth behind it is this is exactly what happened. And while in that Catholic school, and he admits that he was there, he was registered as a Muslim, and he attended all the meetings in the mosque, every single one of them, all the while he was there before he came to America.
My. And you don't hear anything about this on the news. They don't tell you anything about this. You don't suppose there's some kind of cover-up going on, do you? How about you, Pastor Olson? Do you have any comments?
Just taking what you just said as a cover-up. Yeah, a lot of people do not know this simple truth about this man who was trying to become the President of the United States of America. And I think if they really understood who is vying for that position, they would think twice, those who are considering him as being our president.
Amen. I just don't understand myself. I really cannot fathom with this kind of history. I can't believe that some people don't know about it. And if they do know about it, why they would even consider this thing? Why is he so popular? It just doesn't make sense to me. Dr. Evans, you had a comment.
Yes, they could check with the largest newspaper in Chicago. They done a whole story on this when he was running for senator. They told everybody what he was. But now that he's become senator, it seems like they want to hush this all up. They don't want anybody to know this stuff. And yet it's all there on the record. We're not telling you something that's a lie. We're not telling you something that was just sent through the email. This is fact. Go to the newspaper, read the articles.
Amen. Like I said in the beginning, I really do not have the actual documents to prove this, but I am sure of the sources that it came from, and we all know that there are records that can be found about this. So let me say this. Obama's introduction to Islam began with his paternal father. That's Obama Sr. Then his radical Muslim stepfather enrolled him in a Wahhabi school in Jakarta. Wahhabi is as radical Muslim as it gets, folks. It doesn't get much more radical than that. And that is the radical teaching that is being followed by Muslim terrorists waging jihad or holy war against this whole world. Any comments? Dr. Evans.
Like we're saying, we're not telling you who to vote for and who not. But if you go to his church website and you look at that and read what's there, there's no way that he's divorced himself from this teaching. You know, it's right there on their website. They believe it. One of the worst Islamic leaders there is that comes to America and tells everybody how bad they are, how the Jews should be all killed, how the whites should be all killed. His church supports him, says he's an icon, somebody that we should look up to and pattern our life after. And I'll tell you, I think, oh boy, if this guy claims that he has a new birth, that has received Jesus Christ, he would flee from that church. He would run from it and have nothing to do with it.
Pastor Ralston.
Well, I know that I've seen just a little bit on TV, and one of the things that he commonly says is, I know you Americans want to have change. That's a big word. I don't know if we're on the same page as to the kind of changes he is imposing to bring forth upon the country. But with this information that's being brought forth today, we need to kind of think about some things. You know, what changes would we be considering seeing in our country? That's just a thought I have.
Amen. And a very interesting one at that. Well, let's continue here. Since it's politically expedient today to be a Christian when we're running for a public office in the USA, I mean, who isn't a Christian these days, you know, when they're running for public office? Obama Jr., Dr. Evans just kind of beat me to this one, but he joined the United Church of Christ and now professes to be a Christian. Is this an attempt, do you think, to hide his radical Muslim background? When I mention the names consistently like I do when I turn it over to somebody else, we have listeners, new listeners, tuning in all the time, so I try to let them know who's speaking. What comment would you have about to be hiding the radical Muslim? Dr. Evans.
All right, let's go back in history a little bit. A man by the name of Jim Jones. You remember Jim Jones? Well, he claimed to be a Christian. He claimed to hear from God. He claimed to follow God. And he took a whole bunch of people, went to Ghana, and killed them all. I'll tell you, anybody can say they're a Christian, But if they don't have the fruits that the Bible talks about, I question, where is their walk?
It seems to me that I had heard that the church he had gone to is somewhat like a unification church. That church, you know, believes that everybody's going to go to heaven. That's not true. The Bible says no man can come unto the Father, the God of heaven, unless he does so through the Son, Jesus Christ. You can't go unless you do it through the Son, Jesus himself. And so, again, this idea that everybody's saying that they're a Christian. I talk to a lot of people and they say, oh yeah, I believe in God, and yes, I'm a Christian and all this. I'm going to tell you right out that it's based on their own merit and not the merit of Jesus Christ himself. What we're seeing here, this church is based on a lot of going by self-merit as opposed to the merit of Jesus himself. And so just that alone, the dividing factor.
Now, this is so sad because if you check church history and you go to the full gospel, the Pentecostal, when the blacks were in slavery here in the United States, they were crying out to God like never before. And God started baptizing them in the Holy Spirit, along with a lot of whites too at the same time, don't get me wrong. But they're a big, big part of the movement of the full gospel churches. And if somebody's coming in and deceiving them like this, and they're getting fooled because they're hearing the word change that their favorite leader one time used to talk about, the changes, I have a dream, the changes. Are they being deceived? They need to take a careful look at this, because there's a lot of good brothers and sisters out there, I believe, are deceived today.
Amen. And I don't believe the dream that Obama is trying to put across is that dream that he was trying to put across. Let me just say this to you, and we'll finish up. This will be our last comments on this particular topic. The Muslims have said they plan to destroy the USA from the inside out. I do not know of a better way to do that than by obtaining the highest office in the United States, the presidency, with one of their own, a radical Muslim. Now, if Obama Jr. truly converted to Christianity, why are the Muslims not threatening to kill him? They would. They would do that. They do that, you know, to Muslims who convert, especially high-profile persons like Obama Jr. Any comments on any of that? Dr. Evans.
Yes, their own Bible says that if you're a Muslim, you convert to Christianity, especially if you're getting any influence whatsoever, every Muslim takes a vow that they will kill them. And yet we're not seeing any of this. Not that we want him killed, definitely not. We don't believe in killing. But yet we see him funding money in there. And why are they funding money? Ask yourself, where did he get all of his money? He's never had a job in a sense other than a lawyer. Where did he get his $5 million home? Where does he get all this money from? It's a good question.
He set the absolute record for campaign donations. It does make one wonder. If your friends are oil rich, you're going to have no problem. Pastor Ralston, how would you like to sew this up with something?
Well, obviously what we're seeing here is that he's not considered to be an infidel, according to the Muslim faith, the faith of Islam. And so in that case, obviously he's quite safe with all those tie-ins that we've already heard concerning his family and all that. What this is coming down to in my mind, in my heart, is that people listen to the things that are going on in the country, listening to the people that are attempting to become president and all that. They got to start looking at their own heart. They got to start thinking about themselves and decisions that they're making, and making sure that it's a good decision based on the knowledge that's being revealed, as was in this gathering together here for this roundtable. We hope today that you've been enlightened just a little bit more than what maybe you've known, and it'll help you make good decisions for your future.
I got to take this one step farther, and I'm not contradicting Pastor Ralston, but Pastor Ralston mentioned that they may not be looking on him as an infidel. I would just have a question. An infidel in the Muslim language is a non-Muslim. And so if Obama has declared he is a Christian, is he not an infidel? Anybody got an answer to that one? I'm not being facetious here. I'm trying to just put a point across.
If he was still a Muslim, no, they would not consider him as an infidel. But if he has changed, they'd definitely be making that statement. And we are praying for him.
Amen.
Because We're trusting that God will get a hold of his heart. He's got a couple bills out there he's pushing right now. There's not an American, there's not one that would want either one of those bills passed. One's going to bring taxes upon you. One that says that if he becomes president, he'll unite this nation as one of the one world governments. And we don't want that. And so our prayers are going out for him. And we pray that you'll pray, that you'll ask God to reveal the truth to you, that you'll know.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Till the next time, I want to just say to you, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Maranatha, our friends.
This message, along with 200 more, are free downloads on the www.neaiga.org website. Just look for the downloads page. Please prayerfully consider sending a letter of blessing to Signs, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, LISLE, NY 13797, USA. Thank you, my friends, and Maranatha.